it would be along a block, and they were about an inch and a half square.
Mm-hmm.
Paling, I mean, this piece of wood was.
Uh-huh.
And there would be a short block about this short, and then there would be a long block about this one. They cut so much off each mm-hmm. one, and mm-hmm. one of them was short and one was long.
Well, did they have points on the top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were pointed, because you had to be careful about jumping over.
Mm-hmm.
It might have just been catacombed like that. I don't know whether it went up to a sharp point. But these pieces, I evidently were cut off the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But they were, now that was the fence. Oh, I can't remember thinking of any other wild
that's
fence.
Fine. That's fine. I think that pretty well covers
fence, that isn't a very good drawing, but that would be what it would be, a rail fence.
And then, let's see, and you call this
oh,
one
then,
just
of course, we got rock fences. You can draw a rock fence if you want one.
Well, that's, this, you can just, we want no, wood fences here.
Mm-hmm. Now this is the kind that I use on my out here in the yard.
This
on
one.
This side of the house, on just plain plank painted white to cut off the back and front.
Are there different kinds of rail fences, different kinds of constructions of rail fences, or are they all this zigzag with posts?
I think there would be a straight one that's just straight, made
mm-hmm.
out of rails though.
Okay.
It would be just like a plank fence, but it would just be the rails.
Well,
because the fancy ones were zigzagging, and they, people, now I know of a woman up here in Atlanta that writes poetry that has I remember her reading about where her husband gave her a fence for a Christmas present or something, or had her one fixed.
Uh-huh.
And it was zigzagged, you know, like the old timey ones were.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently that's what she wanted, but it'd be hard to find somebody to get your rails up nowadays. I don't know how you get them. Would take a mighty old person or somebody knew how to split up wood into rails,
yeah.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
It was back from Abe Lincoln's time, they split rails.
Yeah, they're awfully pretty, though.
Yeah, and this one down here at Washington is right pretty. But I noticed the last time I went down there, well, it was falling down, needed repair. And then this job now to get somebody to do those little
yeah,
odd
I
things.
Imagine so. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, not painted.
Mm-hmm. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
We used to call it a pallet.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?
Bottoms.
Okay. Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
I'm not much of a road expert on that. I know there's, of course, a cement road and a dirt road, and now they've got, I never did know that. I don't think that's the name of a kind of a road. It's a post road.
A post road.
Uh-huh.
Well, now
I don't know. I never did know what that meant. Now, we've got one right out of town going out that way, and they call it the old post road, and I thought it meant the old mail was carried on that road once.
Sounds
I don't know
like
why
it
was named post.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there's is it a macadam road, they call it?
That is a kind of road,
that
uh-huh.
you make out of logs. Now, you do that in low places, of course, but I don't think I've ever seen one.
Well, now, what would you call a paved road that has a black surface on it? Would you have any special name for that?
I don't know what I'd call that. I know it's got a name, but I can't think of it right now. I don't like this kind we got out here. It's fine for riding, but it's sure bad for walking
mm-hmm.
with a little gravel in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that name of that is.
Well, what about a paved road with a light-colored surface? Or is that?
Ours is black tar stuff, and then they put the melted tar, and then they put little rocks and
mm-hmm.
chips in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine for riding. It rides all right, but Blaine's cement road, I reckon, is the one that's white.
Okay.
My husband used to build roads. He knows them. I know.
What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide? Between?
Shoulder.
Okay.
I reckon that on the edge of the road?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You planted those.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a road, by the side of a graded road in level country?